The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Okay, here we are, another hour of conversation about your health and well-being. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He's here to help you understand what you need to know about what's going on, not only in your own life, but what's going on in the world of medicine. The Zika virus has been the subject of much conversation here in the last hour. Maybe we'll go back to it a little bit with some of your comments, which come to us by dialing 888-553-7536, or you can email Ken, Dr. Ken at Dr. Ken Show is that address, or me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. Let's talk to Mark in Medford, Oregon, who has a problem he'd like to discuss with Dr. Ken. Let's see how we can work through it with you. Go ahead, Mark. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, hello. I've had bacterial infections fairly often, and a friend of mine recommended me to use oil of oregano, and it's supposed to kill all bacteria and so on, as good as any kind of antibiotic you can use, he claims, and it'd be a natural product, but I don't know how much to use. And
let me tell you something. It tastes awful. It may be that a little goes a long way. I've used it myself for those sorts of things. But one of the things that will turn you right off, Mark, is the taste. And sometimes, Ken, it seems to come back on you like bad fish oil. Is that something that happens with oil of oregano? Do you know?
Well, that's not a common side effect, but what I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach to this. And, you know, I know that it's used for the indication that you're discussing, Mark, but, you know, I think the evidence is really slim that it's effective. And it is used for respiratory infections, but would I use it? No. Would I recommend it? No. And if you are having recurrent, are they bacterial infections?
Yes.
How many, when you say recurrent, how many do you have each year?
Three, four.
Okay. Do you have chronic sinus infections?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Sinus or bronchial.
Because I would be. Have you been to a good lung doctor?
No.
Because that's what I would do. Because I wonder whether you have a. I have a sneaking suspicion you have a diagnosis that needs to be made, and okay. I don't want to alarm you, but yeah. but you don't want to self-medicate with an unproven treatment for the issue that you have, because you may have something there that really needs to be taken care of with a little more aggressiveness and cleared up.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you have something chronic there smoldering that's never been really fully treated. I would also, above and beyond, live a healthy lifestyle. Eat well, eat a very healthy diet. Make sure after the doctor says it's okay, if you haven't done it a long time, get into an exercise program. Make sure you're sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night, limiting alcohol, and get the mental stress out of your life. But there's nothing more stressful than having an undiagnosed medical problem that just continues to develop each year like yours.
So I should see a lung doctor, you say?
That's what I would do. I would ask, do you have a primary care doctor?
Yes, I do.
I would ask your primary care doctor for a referral to a lung specialist. And either this is some allergy, you know, and then the lung doctor can evaluate it. Is this an allergy issue? Is this a chronic infection that hasn't been treated? Is this more in the ear, nose, and throat area? But it sounds, have you been to your primary care doctor first about this? It sounds like it's been going on for a while.
Yeah, I've been to him.
Okay, so that's not a, you know, that's not horrible. You know, no doctor can handle every problem. And I think it's time for the primary care doctor to call on a specialist here. I would start off with a lung specialist. And I can hear a little bit, even over the air, about your airway. It doesn't sound to me like it should.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, congestion. A lot of congestion there.
Yes.
All right, Mark, hopefully that'll help
Let
you out.
Let me know if you don't get a solution through a lung specialist, call back Mark, but I bet you do.
All right, there's Mark's story. What's your story?
888-553-7536.
Say again.
You can hear his problem.
Yeah, yeah, he's got a respiratory problem. Well, I've often wondered, nobody likes to talk about things like this, but worms in your lung, worms in your digestive system. We worry a lot about heartworm with our dogs. Why is it that that's not a problem with humans, or is it? We just don't talk about it.
Interestingly, he was asking about oregano.
Yeah.
And one of the places where this is possibly effective is for parasites in the intestines, taking oil of oregano.
That's why I took it.
For 6 weeks, it can kill parasites in the intestines, and so that might be an effective use.
It might kill parasites in your lungs too, but you don't. What you need to have is a distinct diagnosis of what the heck's going on.
You don't want a shotgun therapy like that. He has, I think, something more simple, more common than that. It sounds to me like he just hasn't had effective treatment for his infections.
Bronchial thing, whatever it is, but that's a congested lung if you ever heard it. I hope he doesn't smoke. If you're smoking, sir, stop. 888-553-7536. We'll talk about the Zika virus a little bit more. Plus, a number of things have come out this week that Ken wants to talk about from the medical journals. And I'm curious about somebody has sent me a bit of information about diatomaceous earth and the fact that it lowers blood cholesterol levels. And I'd be interested to get your read on that. Dr. Ken, conventional cardiologist, has all kinds of awards, and people follow him. You can go visit him at his facility in Florida by dialing 352-735-1400. Lake Cardiology. He's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Cheer, cheer. Rah, rah, shish, kubah. Let's talk about Genucel again and what happens around your eyes. What is it that, because this is new technology, you've heard us tell the story about how this came about. The fellow who actually now runs the company developed this for his girlfriend, now his wife. But there are these ingredients that are in here that reduce the bags and the puffiness. And we hear, this is a program about medicine, one of the things that you can't deny is the mind-body connection. You look good, you feel good about how you look, and that's going to make you feel better physically. So let Ken work around your eyes and see what he can do for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, every day, men and women across this beautiful country, they're seeing something they never thought possible. They're seeing bags and puffiness under their eyes just go away, disappear. Like you, Kathy from Dearborn, Michigan, probably thought nothing would work for her. Then she tries Genucel, and she wrote the following. Genucel is a great product. I didn't have bags, but I have had an odd puff under one eye. It is now totally gone thanks to the Genucel. At first, it would come and go. After 2 weeks, it did not return. I'm very happy. You too can get rid of these bags and puffiness. And with Genucel, immediate effects. You'll lose years off your appearance in just 12 hours. Genucel will work for you or your money back, guaranteed.
All right, so don't fool around. Get on the phone. Call this number to take care of that problem. We want one problem taken care of at a time. Let's get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. It's called Genucel. Try it risk-free by dialing 800-822-6145. My job is to underscore the phone numbers so you can take immediate action. 800-822-6145. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye to puffiness, bags, and any other thing that seems to bother you. Smooths the skin right out around your eyes. No questions asked. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you'll notice the difference in 12 hours. You will. 800-822-6145 for Genucel using patented plant stem cell technology. It's actually apples. It smells a little like apple when you put it on. That's where it comes from because it was developed out of apples. 800 800-822-6145. Genucel, 800-822-6145.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
I'm worried about the rash of angry protests in cities across the country, not only because they sometimes turn into riots and looting, but because there is something even more disturbing about the underlying sense of helplessness. People are resorting to street violence because they don't understand our unique process of self-government. Several protesters have told reporters, "We don't know what else to do." We all should look through the lens of liberty and realize that all of us hold far more power over government than we think. In America, sovereign citizens hold all the power, not through violence, but through dialogue, engagement, activism, and especially ballots. If we don't think the government is protecting our rights, we have a duty to change it, not burn our communities down.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
888-553-7536 at 17 past the hour. Dr. Ken is going to talk to Tyson now, who's in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, where it's dry, dry, dry. All right, Tyson, what can we do for you, sir?
How you doing?
All right, thanks. What do you need?
All right, well, a couple years ago, I was, I guess, diagnosed with rheumatoid.
You guess? Why are you guessing? Where were you?
Well, I had the blood tests and all that, and it came back negative for rheumatoid. But the rheumatologist that I went to looked at my x-rays, and he was like, "I think you have rheumatoid."
The test came back negative, but the doctor said you had it. That seems rather strange, doesn't it, Ken?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
So you had the blood test for rheumatoid arthritis. They were negative, and the by X-ray, the rheumatologist felt it looked like rheumatoid arthritis.
Correct.
Okay.
And we also wanted to test for, you know, a bunch of other things, including, you know, Hep C and ulcerative colitis and Crohn's and all kinds of stuff. And I guess everything came back negative.
Okay, what's your question then for Dr. Kent?
Is there anything else that could be? I think my pain's getting worse as time goes on, and I'm taking Plaquenil for it.
Was your sedimentation rate elevated?
No.
Because usually when you do blood tests for rheumatoid arthritis, you measure sedimentation rate or C-reactive protein, which is a blood test which measures overall inflammation in the body, and that goes up. And then there's another specific blood test called rheumatoid factor, and then there are some more very specialized blood tests. But those also will go up, I can't imagine you wouldn't have generalized inflammation. Your sedimentation rate would be significantly elevated with rheumatoid arthritis at some point. You know, it may wax and wane, but they've never measured a sedimentation rate that's been elevated?
No. When I first started going to them, he noticed that my joints were more, you know, quite inflamed, and they aren't so much now.
And how are your hands? How are the joints of your hands?
They're sore most of the time.
Is it which, you know, in the, if you look at your fingers, there's basically three joints. Don't look at your thumb, but your other four, there's three joints. The ones that are closest to your fingertips, then the middle, and then the one that's closest to the surface of your hand. Which of the joints of your fingers are the worst? The ones closer to your fingertips or the ones closer to your hand?
I would say the closest to my hand.
Yeah, that's what's typical with rheumatoid arthritis as opposed to osteoarthritis. I hope you saw a specialist in this area, a rheumatologist. Because I would go see another rheumatologist because this doesn't make any sense to me. And I would want to start over and do some blood tests and examination.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Doctor, doctor, there's the doctor.
Wake me up.
Hey,
let's dance. Let's get out on the disco floor.
There she goes. Dr. Disco. 888-553-7536, 24 minutes after the hour. This is the Good Day Health Program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. The study this week focused on aspirin and how helpful aspirin is. This has been a controversy. You and I have been back and forth. This is one of those examples where science sort of contradicts itself because there are many people who say aspirin's bad, but this story suggests aspirin good.
I don't know if it contradicts itself. It's just that there's a lot of debate because there's a yin-yang to aspirin. Aspirin has a lot of very good known effects in terms of preventing cardiovascular problems, especially heart attacks and strokes, and also preventing cancer in the gastrointestinal tract, colon cancer specifically. But the problem is it can also cause problems. There are people who are sensitive to the adverse effects of aspirin. It can create bleeding and sometimes significant bleeding in the stomach and intestinal tract. So this is the yin-yang of medicine, and that's why the recommendations for aspirin have sometimes been given differently by different physicians, and there finally was a consensus statement that came about, and that's what doctors do. They arm wrestle, and then they finally come out with these consensus statements, and this came from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. This group is a government body that has a lot of influence. This is the group that recommended against mammograms in age 40, that has it recommended against routinely using PSA for screening. So it's a group that not all doctors agree with. There's a lot of controversy in those two recommendations. But when the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force speaks, people listen, because for better or for worse, most of the insurers use the U.S. Preventive Service Task as the determinator of what gets paid for. So this week, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force on Monday published the final recommendation statement saying that taking an aspirin a day might help prevent cardiovascular disease and colon cancer. The task force found that people ages 50 to 59 who have an increased risk for cardiovascular disease can lower their risk for heart attacks, strokes, and colon cancer by taking an aspirin a day. They also found that those ages 60 to 69 can benefit as well, but should discuss the treatment with their health care provider first. They concluded that there is not enough evidence to determine the benefits and harm of aspirin use in people younger than 50 or older than 69. So this is a very selective recommendation for people age 50 to 69, that unless you have a sensitivity to aspirin, you probably should take, and I recommend a baby, the low dose 81 milligram to lower the risk of heart attack, strokes, and colon cancer.
Yeah, that's what I do. I take your advice. I don't take one every night, but probably three or four times a week. So let's turn the page on this and find out what the connection is in terms of aspirin and how that helps to keep your arteries and veins working properly, to Superbeets, which is a superfood that focuses on nitric oxide production, nitric oxide levels that affect your blood pressure, because aspirin supposedly affects your blood pressure as well. But a lot of athletes are using this. So what's the difference, or is this a complementary sort of medical focus?
Well, aspirin actually has two effects. It's a blood thinner and an anti-inflammatory, and it's used for circulation issues here because it just thins the blood a little bit by decreasing the effectiveness of platelets, which is one of the two areas of the body that are used to clot the blood. But as a cardiologist, Doug, you know, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in everyone's body healthy. This helps lower the risk of heart attacks, strokes, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I need to let you all know about this important discovery that has been recently been made. It was made after I graduated from medical school, about nitric oxide. We all need in our body the continuous manufacturing of nitric oxide. And as we get older, the ability of our body to make nitric oxide declines. There's two different ways in general that we make it. One of the methods of how we make it especially declines as we get older. And so you need to get more and more of the building blocks of the manufacturing of this nitric oxide into the body. And if you don't, you won't make enough nitric oxide. You won't be healthy from head to toe. Your body won't work properly. And this is so important. In fact, the Nobel Prize was awarded in medicine for the discovery of nitric oxide. I recommend everyone test their nitric oxide level. Doug will tell you, you can send away for the test strips. And then there's two products. One to get your tank of nitric oxide up, called Neo40. If your level is low on the saliva test, you need the Neo40 daily. And then is an alternative to caffeinated high energy drinks. You can take their Superbeets product, which gives you a sudden jolt of nitric oxide to get your level quickly up, but then it comes down, and then to keep that maintenance level up, the tank uses the Neo40.
If you're ready to try your own Superbeets superfood shot, call 800-655-4183. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Again, the number is 800-655-4183. All natural. You'll have a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live life to the fullest. 800-655-4183.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen here to just sort of keep everything on the straight and narrow. I'm not sure that I should be doing that. Ken probably should do that with me instead of me doing that with him. At any rate, we're here at 888-553-7536 every weekend for a couple of hours. You can get a health tune-up by listening to Ken. You hear a lot of people calling. I've noticed in the last few weeks more men have been calling them women. I'm not sure why that is, because women are usually more sensitive and sensible about their health and health issues. So if you're a lady, Ken's got room for you right now at 888-553-7536. If you're confused about some diagnosis or you don't really know, you don't have the facts at your disposal, you've had a lot of opinions from people and you've heard stories about what's going on, you need some clarification. And that's what Ken is so good at. So call 888-553-7536. I'm going back through some of the comments. You can also send us info, facebook.com, use social media, facebook.com/goodday. A lot of people using Twitter these days, Twitter at Good Day. The comments on the Zika virus, Ken has been focused on more of the news. Here's Ben who says, not as scary as Ebola, yet still pretty scary. How would you connect the two dots there, Ken, Ebola and Zika?
Well, I think Ebola, if I had my choice, I'd rather look at Zika unless I was pregnant. And, you know, I think Ebola is a much bigger issue, but they're both important, and hopefully we can, with more research, get our hands around it. I think in Zika right now, the people who truly need to be concerned are those who are planning on getting pregnant or are already pregnant. Mm-hmm. For the rest of us, this, you know, unless you win the lottery and you have a very, very rare outcome with this, but for the rest of us, this is not going to be a big deal as of right now.
Right.
But if you're thinking of becoming pregnant or are pregnant, you just want to stay away from having sex with people who have been to the areas where this is very common, this Zika infection.
Know your partner.
And the other thing is, you yourself just avoid getting bit by mosquitoes. And so this is a manageable issue right now. You don't have to panic. You can deal with this. And we went over, and you can just research, listen to the first hour again, what you can do to prevent a mosquito bite.
All right, so Don writes to us, porous borders and people electing to blame vaccinations for problems leading to new cases of diseases in America. We now have Zika because of unvaccinated illegals coming into America. I don't know. I guess you could connect the two.
Well, there's no vaccination to Zika, so
no.
you can't be yet vaccinated. So we can't yet blame it on unvaccinated people, but there are people. In fact, there was a study looking at people who were coming in from these areas, and it wasn't high, but there was a small fraction of people who tested positive for Zika.
You'll love this one. Kitty writes, the fact that this virus is linked to a genetically modified mosquito means wake up, America. Our government just stopped our children from having children. This is population control with today's science behind it. Our fears of the government are being realized more and more.
Well, this is not, let me correct a misunderstanding here. This is not a genetically modified mosquito. The mosquito is only the carrier. It's a modified. And
well, some people think because Monsanto is involved that there's some genetically modified.
It's a mutating virus. It's
what's
not
the difference? Explain what the difference might be.
Well, it's the carrier, the organism that carries the disease vector from person to person is the mosquito. The mosquito isn't actually the causing the illness. We have here in Florida the exact same mosquito which carries this virus, but nobody has been infected with Zika by the mosquito in Florida. It's all people coming back from South America or Central America who have had the problem.
So what's the difference between your mosquito and the mosquito down there?
It doesn't yet have the virus in it. The mosquito bites somebody who has the virus.
How did this start? There's got to be a starting point someplace. If the mosquito didn't have it originally, how did the mosquito get it?
It bit somebody or some animal that had it and then carries it in its, have you ever seen these magnified?
The principle of it. Yeah.
So the mosquito sucks an organism's blood, and the organism, an animal or a human, has the virus in their blood, and then the mosquito carries it as from person to person as it bites the next person. And so it's the mosquito spreading the virus, but it's the virus that actually causes the illness.
But how did the virus start? We have some of these that people go back. They're stupid. They know some of the stuff starts in a test tube in a laboratory.
It was originally described, I believe, in Africa in the 1940s. In Asia and Africa.
Where would it have come from? Where did it start?
Well, that's a good question. These things evolved probably by just genetics and just changes in genes as the viruses mutate and you get new viruses.
Donald writes, time to bring back DDT. Change the name of the product, the color of it, nobody will know, but the problem will be solved.
Well, if we get rid of the mosquito, we probably will get rid of almost all of it.
Yep.
Is still this sexual transmission, but it's probably being transmitted sexually after people are bitten by the mosquito. So the mosquito is just, if the mosquito is not carrying the virus, when you get bit by the mosquito, you won't get the illness.
I just think, every time I hear DDT, I think of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring.
Exactly.
Marshall writes, is there a creature that brought more death and suffering to mankind than the mosquito?
Exactly.
If only Noah had smashed them in his palm when he had the chance.
Well, just get rid of the standing water.
Sherry writes, isn't it sad the media always tries to scare everybody? Now, there's a certain amount of that element is there to a point. But Ken has just this past few moments explained the difference as to how it affects and who it affects. Pay attention to that. Susan writes, my backyard's a hazmat zone. We have deer, ticks, for Lyme disease. We have West Nile mosquitoes, brown stink bugs, and now maybe Zika. Since I'm pretty pollen allergic, it just might be a good time to think about spending the rest of my life indoors. God love you.
Or just right. Cover up well and use some mosquito repellent.
888-553-7536. As Dr. Ken continues, the next focus is on your computer and what it may be doing to you. That up next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
This report is brought to you by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Cancer remains the number one cause of death by disease for U.S. children 14 and younger. That's unacceptable. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is leading the way the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. From marathons, walks, and runs, to mathathons, dinners, and golf events, awareness and funds are raised through more than 31,000 St. Jude events around the country. Donations from events like these allow doctors and scientists to focus on what matters most, saving kids, regardless of their financial situation. Rick Shadiak Jr., President and CEO of ALSAC, the fundraising and awareness organization for St. Jude.
St. Jude is working to drive the overall survival rate for childhood cancer to 90%, and we won't stop until no child dies from cancer. Thanks to our supporters, families never receive a bill from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because all they should worry about is helping their child live.
For more information, visit stjude.org.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
888-553-7536.
Is your computer making you blind? There's a study out this week. It does a lot of things. I have different glasses that I wear when I'm using. I'm in front of three screens all the time when I'm on the air, 5-6 hours a day, six days a week sometimes, Ken. So am I going blind? Do I need some kind of X-ray vision?
Well, let's try to see if we can give you the solution to this, because this affects us all. This came out of the Vision Council this week. 60% of people use digital devices for 5 or more hours a day, and 65% of people experience vision problems, including dry eyes, irritation, or blurred vision after spending time in front of digital devices. Even more alarming, Doug, you might be prematurely aging your eyes, but follow the 20-20-20 rule. Listen to this. For every 20 minutes spent staring at one thing, take 20 seconds and look at an object 20 feet away. It relaxes the ciliary muscle in the eye and reduces the chance of muscle spasming. And invest in eye drops. Dry eye is a common symptom of digital eye strain. Keeping your eyes moist prevents irritation. So the solution to this is getting some drops into the eye. And you can get these over the counter. There's a lot of good brands to lubricate the eyes. And also the 20-20-20 rule. Just look away 20 feet away every 20 minutes.
All right, that makes sense. I don't look, if I'm looking at something for 20 seconds, that's a long time because I'm moving back and forth. Matter of fact, on one of the screens, I have a story about this diatomaceous earth-lowering blood cholesterol concentrations. And on another screen, I have a story about thick-skinned bed bugs beating the conventional bug sprays that are around, these super bugs. People are calling them. And I think I saw that. I grabbed a hold of both of those because we always are focused on blood and cholesterol here because of a big problem with people. And because you're a cardiologist, I thought I'd get your spin on that. Diatomaceous earth is a powdered substance. The last time I used it was to get rid of, interestingly enough, bed bugs. So I put these two together. And, you know, you wonder sometimes if Mother Nature isn't doing something to teach us how to better live our lives using the products that she creates, not that we create. Is that a theory?
Well, diets amaze this earth. There was a 1998 publication in the European Journal of Medical Research that showed that with diets amaze this earth, you could lower your cholesterol. But the suggestion
how you mix it as a powdered drink in Super Beats, or how do you ingest it?
Well, I would not even think of it yet, because that study recommended doing a larger placebo-controlled study to really investigate the safety and effectiveness of it. And from my searching, that study was never done. So I would hold off using this to lower your cholesterol right now.
All right. What about thick-skinned bugs?
Well, these bugs, you know, the bugs are pretty clever. We're talking about mutations or viruses. It's the same thing with the bed bugs. The more clever we get to protect ourselves and to fight these things, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. They then figure out a way to protect themselves and get stronger. And that's been the evolution, the mutation of these organisms to fight back. So you really need to get the perfect, if you have this problem in your house, you need to get a professional who is experienced at treating bed bugs, and they're out there.
Yeah. I saw something. This is, we pass along a lot of information here that we get, because there's so many people that listen to this program. They send material, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Somebody just sent me, a lady named Marilyn, a suggestion, and I thought, this is just brilliant. Somebody out there has got to figure out how to do this. There's a Taco Bell on every corner. There's a McDonald's on every corner. There's a Dunkin' Donuts on every corner. They're all drive-through. Somebody needs to create a fast food drive-through that will serve just fresh organic fruits and vegetables. In certain areas of the country, like here in Los Angeles, this would be a bonanza.
It's interesting because I have spoken to a few people in this industry. Mm-hmm. who, and when you start, maybe it's going to change. But I spoke to, and I don't want to mention because it's a well-known on every block company.
Yeah.
People who were in the upper management of this company, and ask them, you know, exactly what you said. And they just don't think they could survive in a health restaurant. But
really?
Maybe times will change.
Well,
I think it's all economics.
I went into a place. There's a place here in Los Angeles called Lassen's, L-A-S-S-E-N-S.
But I'd love to see it. I'd be a customer.
They have the best, price-wise and otherwise, they've got it way over Bristol Farms and Whole Food Market. And they're run by a bunch of cucamongas, but they certainly have the right idea when it comes to fruit and your health.
Drive-through fast food, healthy food. Right?
Yeah, right.
It would break my
fruit,
rule that you can't get anything healthy through your window.
Yeah, well, there is that, after all. But certainly food for thought. I try to do this. I might try to do it at my farm store. That's, hello, ding, ding, ding. When I reopen it next year, I think I may try something like that, see what happens. It's, where are we, 49 after on Good Day Health.
This report is brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled. And only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroko.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Somebody call. Now, 53 after the hour, the doctor's name is Kenneth Kronhaus, and his address on the air is Good Day Health. His address on the phone is 888-553-7536. His email address is drken@drkenshow.com, or you can get to him through me, doug@dougsteffen.com. Always, there are questions and comments from people about some of the things that we talk about. I have a note from somebody here about Provia, because we've talked about this off and on for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. We've been telling people one of the people that helped bring the program to you is a fellow who has developed Provia. You got thin hair. If it's around your part line especially, you ought to try this. People go to the hairdresser and say, what do I do about my hair? And more often than not, people say, okay, let's look at the alternatives. And this is an alternative to any kind of surgery because it cleanses the pores on your scalp. A lot of people use cheap shampoos. If you go to the 99-cent store and you buy shampoo, you're using the wrong stuff. That's not a good place to get your shampoo. The most expensive shampoo you can buy is what you ought to use. Then it won't plug your pores. But if you have been using the cheap shampoos and you've lost your hair, Ken's going to give a suggestion to you as to how you, in a non-medical way, can fight the loss of your hair. Thanks, Doug. It's simple math. Yes, more hair in the comb means less hair on your head. ladies and gentlemen. Your hair does not need to keep falling out anymore. As Doug was suggesting, Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over this great country see the Provia difference. Diana, one of our listeners from Cambridge, Massachusetts, she writes, "My hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference right away," she writes. "Even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well. And it's safe for both men and women. Amazing, even with colored and treated hair. So say goodbye to those wispy hairs blowing in the wind and hello to a fuller, healthier head of hair. Provia works, so your money back. That's why I like it, and Doug will tell you how to get it."
All right, easy. 800-543-5817. Get your hair back or your money back. 800-543-5817. Call now while you are thinking about it. It makes a lot of sense. 800-543-5817. So there's a story this week, sort of one of those hopeful stories about the brain chip that was implanted in this fellow who is a quadriplegic. And to find out how the brain works, how smart people are when it comes to developing what this is almost beyond belief.
This is real hope, the breakthrough of the week, medical breakthrough of the week. And it's not hype. It was published in Nature, which is a very, very important medical journal. And a freak diving accident, Doug, occurred at age 19 for Ian Burkett. It left his arms and legs totally paralyzed. Now, 5 years later, at age 24, this former athlete has regained some of the use of his fingers, hands, and wrists thanks to an experimental technology which had never before been tried in humans. He's the first person. A surgically implanted computer chip. It enables messages to travel from Burkett's brain to his limbs, and it bypasses the damaged spinal cord. It's called an electronic neural bypass technology. That's a mouthful. It demonstrates what is possible in the future, and it can offer hope for movement restoration to millions of people worldwide living with paralysis. So this is not science fiction. This is soon ready for prime time. This is real hope, published this week in Nature.
All right, time for one more. I guess this would be a warning. So many people have discovered that they have breast cancer. It's an epidemic. The fact that you don't get it discovered early enough, there's the discussion about mammograms where they need MRIs. But if you catch it and it's in its early stages, you still need to treat it. Some doctors say, no, let it develop a little. I've heard some of my friends talk about that, Ken.
Well, American Society of Breast Surgeons meeting in Dallas this week has cleared this debate. Surgery, not observation, as Doug said, is best for cancer confined to milk ducts in the breast. Early stage breast cancers, known as DCIS, that's what doctors call it, ductal carcinoma in situ, should be treated with surgery, not a wait and watch approach, according to this new research. And if you live near vegetation, it leads to a longer life. This is out of environmental health perspectives. So live around a lot of vegetation. It helps to lower the risk of disease, improves your mental health also.
Yeah, it's good all the way around. It gets back to what we were talking about, what you eat, vegetables, fruits, things that help your body sustain what it is that's natural about it. Stay away from the fruits and plants that have been sprayed a lot or come from GMO. Genetically modified organisms don't do the same thing that the natural world presents to you. That's a great opportunity for decision making there. Dr. Ken, thank you for being.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.